Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Welcome in. It is Dom time. Everybody loves a good confrontation. I know that I do. Jack Nicholson's birthday in studio with us, Robin Schaefer, who has been confronting the biggest powers in New Jersey, Denmark, and now New York, passing through Philadelphia today. So we have him in studio with us. You get in at 855-839-1210. So, Robin, it's good to have you here in the palatial worldwide headquarters of Talk Radio 1210. We will be headed back to the summer White House, Mulligan's, at least three, and we were just talking about another one today. I know you told me you've already gotten your room. Why did you strike so quickly where the big Trump event will be on May 11th?
Well, first of all, Dom, thanks for having me back on the show, and I love your studios here. Plus, I got my pothole fix in by driving around to get here. I don't get that down in Ocean City too often, but... We noticed that the rates for hotels were going through the roof, so I jumped on it.
Can you give us an idea from what to what ballpark with Trump coming that day?
Yeah, the rates have gone from up over 200 over the weekend. I saw rates $600-$700 for the old Motor Inn near the venue site, which is going to be in between the two piers, the Moray piers, right down there on the beach. So I'm looking forward to having a much larger turnout. They were only able to accommodate 7,500 last time. This time they're predicting 40,000, according to sources in Wildwood.
Right.
I think it's going to be a lot bigger than that. There's so much excitement down there.
It is not January 28th when we originally did it, right before COVID. But, Dan, $600 to $700 in May, not Memorial Day, May.
That's crazy.
For the Motor Inn? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Ooh, my God.
As much as I love the wrestling tournament on the beach, I don't know if it's drawing that kind of crowd.
Yeah, well, that's a nice space. If you can fill that up, Robin, that's got to be 60 or 70 or 100. I think 100,000 could get in there.
People love them, and people love them down in our neck of the woods. It's hard to imagine part of New Jersey being flyover country, but back in 1980, I believe they had a referendum on splitting the state of New Jersey into two, having two states, and it almost passed back in 1980.
You support it, Robin?
After what I've seen the last few years, I support it 100%.
Absolutely. All right, Robin Schaefer, of course, has been our go-to guy at the Jersey Shore, and Kelsey Grammer. That was just one of the most fabulous talk radio events. Just Kelsey Grammer, the way he was eating those French fries like this, like an actor, constantly rubbing his hands with them. So on the policy front, the Washington Post, and you've been sending us stuff, said that Trump at this event with fossil fuel people, the evil fossil fuel people, went off on wind. And I think what offends Trump about wind, it's the same thing with low flow showers and all the rest of it. It's not on a big policy level. He's there for that, too. It's the inconvenience of it, the preposterous nature of all this.
It defies common sense. I just read somewhere today that the amount spent on offshore wind in the world last year was $1.8 trillion. Mm-hmm. And that number just is going to continue to grow because the companies that are trying to install these ridiculous projects keep coming back for more money. They blame the supply chain and inflation. Look, we're all struggling with inflation. And that's one of the reasons I think the former president's coming down and hopefully future presidents coming down to Wildwood is to talk about the things that actually matter most to voters, like inflation. And he put it right out there in the Washington Post last week. He said that offshore wind isn't reliable, it's unsightly, and it's bad for the environment. And what does the Washington Post do? They stick the adverb falsely right in front of that and says Donald Trump falsely claimed that it's those things, which it is. I mean, it's arguably all three of those things. We're in the same article. I did a 30-minute interview with the writer of that article, and she was essentially tied us to Donald Trump, which is good, but she tied us to some fossil fuel interests and tried to make some connections based on a deeply flawed Brown University study mm-hmm. that was done. And we've been arguing since Brown University's undergraduates put in the climate development lab, put this paper together, that they didn't do their research properly. They grossly misinterpreted our relationships with other groups. We don't have any of the relationships that they put out there, but the Washington Post and the Boston Globe saw fit, because it's an Ivy League institution, to put these stories right on their front pages this month.
Yeah. So, Robin, today is Earth Day, too. It's just apropos that you're here, because one of the biggest stories out of all this these last few years are the, I'll say, alleged environmental groups who usually, you would think on something like this, the sound course of action, if not the hysterical, where they sometimes go, would be, you got to slow everything down. We got to see what's happening here. There's justifiable evidence. Can't go forward until we test and do some other things to see what's happening. Yet on this, they're in the front lines of signing off.
Yeah, they bought into the narrative that the Democratic Party, the Biden administration, a lot of the Northeastern governors have been pushing, is that climate change is, it's not just climate change anymore. It's a climate crisis. If we don't do something about it, we're all going to be underwater. We're not going to have any power anymore. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a global catastrophe. And it's deeply flawed thinking. First of all, climate change has been happening for millennia. We don't argue that. But how is it that the environmental groups that are pushing so hard for the industrial development of like offshore wind, totally ignore the environmental damage and degradation that could happen as a result of installing these facilities? How is it that the Audubon Society, which is supposed to be all about protecting birds, is supporting wind turbines that will have been proven to yeah. kill birds?
Well, and we know, love yeah. buried in all this minutia of all the stuff, and you, thank God, are the one that reads that and sends it to Dan and me. It says stuff like collateral damage, we're allowed to kill 1 million birds. Now go do it. Have fun. Meanwhile, in Center City, Philadelphia, they're saying we have to paint buildings black or do it at night so birds don't crash into them. Okay.
No reflections.
I don't want birds to be crashing into them. But there, it's the old West. Do whatever you want.
Absolutely. And right there in the Washington Post article was a paragraph about Cats kill more birds than wind turbines do. Well, look, we're not...
Well, there's like 30 million cats around the world. I hope so. Yeah.
We're not suggesting that people go out and buy 50 cats and have them go out and kill birds. Yeah. It's the logic is so wrong.
I think you want to turn away any cat ladies or anything, you know?
Yeah, it's wrong.
Well, that's true. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. So now you have news, too, that the New York, I guess it's Long Island, but for listeners, New York, they're giving up on their licenses, their projects now. And that's a good thing because, you know, the vibe starts with these others. But you're afraid they may say, let's go to Jersey. They're more corrupt. They'll give us the money no matter what. And the Murphys are vengeful because they got knocked out of the Senate race. They really want to, this summer, seal the deal.
It's like a race right now because they recognize that the political winds are blowing in a different right. direction. And people want change.
Yeah.
And it's not the change that they are advocating. So I think it wouldn't surprise me if the Murphys go out there and buy a drill and a boat and go out and start start installing wind turbines themselves because they want this so badly. We are very pleased to see what's going on in New York. New York canceled three projects that were not viable financially. And we just learned that Delaware is considering a bill that would really cap the amount of money that they would give to offshore wind if they pursued it, which would make it really it would not be viable in Delaware if they go forward with this, because the amounts of money they're talking about paying the offshore wind companies
right.
wouldn't be enough for them to stay in the game. New Jersey's talking about giving $130 per megawatt versus Delaware's talking like 60. So it's a New Jersey's willing to throw money at it and keep throwing money at this big boondoggle because it's basically the biggest feather in the Murphy's cap. And I have to say, you know, it's so cool to see the President Trump coming down to Wildwood because I think this is probably the hallmark or largest issue that people along the Jersey Shore are paying attention to. In addition to, you know, we obviously are seeing issues with inflation, big time inflation. And the migrant crisis hits everybody these days. I was just riding on the Atlantic City boardwalk a couple of days ago and noticed all the spots that have been burned out in the boardwalk because migrants and homeless people are camping under the boardwalk and setting fires to stay warm. And they're actually burning holes in the boardwalk.
Do they know they're under wood?
God. Yeah.
It's
well,
very dangerous.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I do hope President Trump has a sense of that, because I link all these things to the same kinds of overkill that have been fought. And now people recognize, too, what you and I have talked about, and it's fine to finally say it. We don't want the Jersey Shore wrecked for us, our kids, grandkids, and coming up to have the same experience that you and I have had all these years. And these people, for their own vainglory of saying they're crime czars, Murphy nationally, the wife, I'm not sure why, now, want to continue to do that. That's at risk also. And it's fine to say that. It's not just the whales, not just the money. Why in the world would we take something that, on a human term, nothing's perfect, but if something is perfect, it's the Jersey Shore. It definitely is. You can't, around the world, you can't top that.
Recently, I saw a map of the U.S. that was published right. that showed what the number one attraction in each state was. And in New Jersey, it was the Jersey Shore, Jersey's beaches. So why would you ruin, why would you mess with something that is, as you say, perfect? People come down there. They have treasured memories over generations. Why mess with that? And we believe that our work is not just to protect the Jersey Shore as people have come to know it over generations, but it's also to stand in for those environmental organizations that are not doing their job
right.
and protect the coastal and marine habitat. Just the other day, I was standing at a safe distance from a baby seal that would come ashore in near my house in Ocean City. And beautiful, beautiful animal. And, you know, I think that the fact that these marine mammals are out there and are not, you know, right now they're not as threatened as they will be if you put hundreds of steel towers and concrete in their environment. So we have a duty, I believe, to protect the shore and protect our coast.
Absolutely. And the website, Robin, tell people where they should go and what they can do there.
People can go who have an interest in supporting our efforts or want to join the struggle. They can go to visit us at protectourcoastnj.com. They can also find us on Twitter, if we can still call it Twitter, at NJCoast_protect. We're also on Facebook as well.
Thank you, Robin. Thanks for stopping in today. And hopefully we're working on it. We will see you down there with President Trump.
Thanks so much for having me. And I also would be remiss if I just wanted to mention that I believe I speak for everybody in our organization. We are praying for the young people who were involved in a really horrific accident in Ocean City over the weekend. A young child was struck in an accident, and she's at Cooper. So we're praying for her and for the other children that were involved. I just want to thank you for letting me to mention
I'm
that
glad
as
you
well.
Did. Robin Schaefer with us. You'll hear more of him over the summer with us on many occasions. Coming to your calls next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You heard that for the Wildwood event. My God, rooms going up to $600 or $700. And President Trump's got to talk about wind, among other things. And I'll be with Rich today at 5 o'clock. I think the trial is over early today, part one. Andy McCarthy will be here on the Dom Show at 1:30 to break down what we saw today. And he says the way to position this is Alvin Bragg is the one that is an election denier. You know, if people have known this, the argument is they would have not voted President Trump in. They would have voted for Hillary Clinton. Oh, my goodness. Try proving that. Let's go to Dwayne in Valley Forge. And, Dwayne, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Dwayne.
Good morning, Dom. I mean, good afternoon. I'm just checking in. I report for 6:30 a.m. tomorrow to my Chester County poll. To poll watch, I'm trying to put some walk in my talk. And when I asked our Republican supervisor, isn't this kind of a waste of time with this primary? And she said, no, we need to make our presence felt.
Yeah, and Dwayne, to that point, I'm glad to hear it because I believe they are. I'm looking at the lawyer for Chester County Republicans. They're going after, they want to know up or down. if you have a long-term care facility, something like that, can you just have one person suddenly show up with 400 or 500 votes?
Yeah, that is a Chester County issue right now. The mail-in ballots, you know, I hear what you're saying, but I'm reminded, remember during the Romney Obama election, how there were 58 precincts that didn't report a single vote for Romney?
Yes.
And your friend Ed Tarzansky said that was a statistical impossibility. So there's the, you know, there's the custody of those ballots that is a concern.
Well, true. And the Trump people have, at least on paper, 100,000 people just in the swing states, Wayne, that are going to be doing this. So it's not just mail-in ballot. It is also the election integrity part of this. And that's the magic phrase. And every one of them that I bring on, I talk about chain of custody issues and how that's going to be handled. We have really good people that are experts that are on this. But, Dwayne, I'm telling you with certainty, without a vibrant mail-in ballot campaign and the other things, early voting, et cetera, we're going to lose in Pennsylvania. That's what will happen.
It's the bitter truth. I hear you.
And what's your confrontation? It's a pretty good one. You know, it's one of my favorites.
Okay, well, you know, the most ancient of all conflicts was we watched in a film between Father Demetrius and Lucifer. Demi, please, why you do this to me, Demi?
Absolutely.
You're not my mother.
Also, the end. Come into me. Come in. When he's fighting with the devil, Dan. You can't do better than that. Thank you, Dwayne. Dan, that one, I could go watch it right now. When he, and they didn't have the technology they have today. The weird stuff they had to do with his face to show the devil was coming into him. And yet he was marching toward Reagan and had to throw himself out the window.
I don't know if you'll get a better answer than the devil, too, as someone to have a confrontation with, right?
I got to say, though, in a quirky way, you know what appeals to me? It's the South Philly thing. Donna Franconia with Now You Can't Leave, locking the door. Oh, Hell's Angels. And the way they have the narrator, the kid, go, all their power, all their might suddenly was drained from them. Hey, by the way, I'm a big fan, Dan, of Tyrese Maxey, but I just saw a report. Oh, you know, illness, he might not be able to play tonight. Wait a minute. Don't go around saying that. In a playoff game like this, unless the league won't let you play for some reason, you know, illness, is there any illness that should keep you out?
I don't know. I think you do report it. Like, even if you have a slight sniffle, I think you report you're sick to give the impression to the other team, maybe this guy's not playing. We might have to add a second game plan into, you know, the repertoire
in
case
throw
he doesn't
them
play.
Off. Okay. If that's the strategy.
Here,
but if it's like legit, I might not be able to play tonight. Whoa,
yeah, but what's that kind of mentality? There can't be a mentality in the Nick Nurse locker room. Now, that was okay in Doc Rivers, I feel like. But Nick Nurse isn't going to allow someone to not show up for a playoff game because they're sniffling. Come on.
Right. Exactly right. You bet. He's going to go Jack Nicholson.
I have a headache. Well, screw you. It's the playoffs. Get in there.
855-839-1210. So David Pecker gave his opening statement today, concluding in the trial today. And Andy McCarthy will be here to break all this down. This is the most preposterous case of all. And I think it's going to be undercut by the fact it'll be embarrassing for Trump. It is tabloid. You know, they'll go back and forth. But we all know, when you're going after somebody, often you have to put on the stand somebody who's not reputable. You know what I mean? And that's Michael Cohen. But Michael Cohen has lied to so many different groups. He's now saying he wants to say that he lied in the initial remarks he made in the tax case, et cetera, when he was saying he did it, that he didn't do it now. There's no credibility here. And in the end, if Michael Cohen is the best they have, I think Trump is not going to be convicted here. All right. Andy McCarthy is going to be jumping in, give us all those impressions. I love the confrontation thing. That just came in the 11th hour today. Jack Nicholson's birthday hit us with that all-time confrontation.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Tom Giordano Show, the very best each day, and that means Andy McCarthy here on, by the way, Dan, check that out. Is Madeline Dean in that picture going off to Ukraine? I think it's her. Let me know here on Fox. Yes, let's go to Andy McCarthy, the best column, Andy McCarthy's National Review about Alvin Bragg, election denier. Andy, welcome back to the show. Thanks for joining us. What's the biggest takeaway from the start today?
Well, I think, Dom, that we're seeing what some of us predicted going in, which is that the district attorney, Alvin Bragg, is trying to convince the jury that what Trump is charged with is basically a massive criminal conspiracy to steal the 2016 election. And they may be quite surprised by the time they get to the end of the case and they realize that actually all he's charged with is business records falsification charges, which I think it's an uphill battle, or at least it ought to be, to get him convicted even on those. But the way this has been done is really untoward in a constitutional sense, because the Fifth Amendment requires that defendants be told exactly what they're being charged with in a grand jury indictment. Here, the grand jury indicts Trump for these business records crimes. At the same time that they indict, Bragg puts out this statement of facts, as he calls it, which is not the grand jury's document. It's his document. It's kind of been reported as if it was part of the indictment. It's not. And that statement basically spins the grand jury's indictment into a scheme to steal the 2016 election, which today in the opening statements became a conspiracy to steal the 2016 election. So it's really quite remarkable what they've done.
When you say a conspiracy to do that, Andy, doesn't it have to be more than just, look, this may not look so good with Stormy Daniels, even though Trump's laundry was out there already with the grab them and everything else. So to be a conspiracy to steal the election, what would you say you would need to have? Is that even possible? Since people try to tamp down anything that's inconvenient constantly, right? I mean, that's part of electoral politics. What would it take to be a real conspiracy?
Yeah, well, that's exactly right, Dom. First of all, he's not charged with conspiracy because it's not a conspiracy. And what Bragg says he did was agree with a couple of other guys, Michael Cohen and David Pecker, to do exactly what you just described, tamp down on unsavory information. Here, basically the way Bragg puts it, to suppress information that would have been politically damaging. All political campaigns try to suppress information that might be politically damaging. It's not a crime. And the problem with speaking of it in terms, in rhetoric like a scheme, and even worse, conspiracy, is it's black letter criminal law that you can't, that a conspiracy is an agreement by two or more people to commit a crime. So if your objective, even if people don't like what the objective is, even if the objective is unsavory, if it hasn't been made a crime by the legislature, then there is no conspiracy. And the reason that Bragg hasn't charged Trump with a conspiracy, even though he wants to talk about this case as if it were a conspiracy, is because what Trump planned to do here was not illegal.
Exactly. Exactly. So, Andy, too, the cherry on the top, too, is, well, you know this better than anybody we could bring on. You know, you put unsavory people up there because they have contact with the person allegedly who is the criminal, a mob case, the Sheik case. You know, Andy, I never said this. I got to go back to and just rewatch that. I didn't know you then, and that shake case. It's just amazing what you were able to do there. I mean, it was masterful. So I never said that before, but it just occurred to me thinking about it the other day. So,
well, it's very kind of you to say.
No, it is. It is. That had to be pressure. Is that the biggest thing you've ever been involved in, would you say?
Well, I got my wife mad at me once, but other than that, I guess.
That's right. So Andy, moving forward with this, Michael Cohen, I mean, there are liars, there's all that type of stuff, but God knows what this guy may do as a witness. And these are New Yorkers and they know of him in other ways. He's not a likable liar either. You know what I mean? There's nothing here that commends him to, we know the jurors are emotional too and all that. So, what happened today as far as the battleground over Michael Cohen? Anything said about him?
I think it's pretty much the battle lines that you would expect, Dom. The defense wants the jury to perceive the case as completely rising and falling based on Michael Cohen, because he is the most essential witness in the case. So their theory of how to present the case is if they can explode Michael Cohen's testimony, or if they can, at the end of Michael Cohen's testimony, the jury thinks that he's such an out-and-out liar that, you know, if he says it's raining outside, you don't grab your umbrella, you get a look for yourself first, you know. That's the way they want the case to be perceived, as if Cohen got blown up on cross-examination, then the case falls, period. And what the prosecutors say is that, you know, look, you may not like Cohen. He's a convicted felon, or he's a convicted perjurer. Although there was some back and forth about whether that was allowed to be said in the opening statements or not, even though it's a fact. But what the prosecutors always want to say is, we're not telling you to convict someone based on Michael Cohen's testimony alone. Our case rises and falls on the documents, and the documents can't be cross-examined. The documents just are what they are. And what they tell the jury is, at the end of this case, you're going to conclude those documents show criminality.
And Andy, does this play in the defendant's side to something this weighty, trying to overthrow an election, the United States? And it's the ultimate tabloid case, particularly of Stormy Daniels when she testifies. In other words, it's tawdry. It's embarrassing. Some people might hear some of this in detail, transcript and all that, and go, oh, man, this is bad. But it's not going to rise to the level of what we used to call a federal case.
Yeah, I think the thing, Dom, if I were a defense lawyer, what I would try to tell the jury, and you have to begin, you don't wait till the end for this. You begin this today, and it's a theme throughout the case, is that what the prosecutors are trying to get you to do here is something that's irrational. They're alleging that Trump stole the 2016 election by a series of things that he did in 2017, which is not possible. You can't steal something in 2016 by doing a bunch of stuff in 2017. So because they have this cockamamie theory that doesn't make any sense, they're going to try to throw a lot of things up that will catch your attention. There's salacious detail, you know, Stormy Daniels, Karen McDougal. They bring in the National Enquirer guy to start it all off. They talk a lot about scheming between Pecker and Cohen and Trump, even though there's nothing charged criminally out of that. And then they use explosive words like conspiracy. And what I'd be trying to say to the jury is, they think they can hoodwink you by all of this smoke. But at the end of the day, what they're asking you to find him guilty or not guilty on is a bunch of things that happened in 2017 that in and of themselves are not criminal, but they want you to think somehow stole an election months earlier. And that's what I think I would be hitting the jury with, that all this stuff is just, Bragg's case is so weak and ridiculous that he needs to do this stuff. It's usually the defense that wants to distract, but here it's the government.
That, you know, Andy, that's well put. I usually, almost always, the prosecution are usually the straightforward, then the flamboyant defense attorney is folksy and distracting and, you know, in every film that you would see, that's exactly the case. When are you on today, Andy, on Fox News Channel?
Well, I think we're having a short day today because the trial adjourned early. I think it adjourned around 12:30 Eastern time. So I may be on later this afternoon with Neil Cavuto, but I think, you know, I it's going to be one of these things, Dom, where stuff is going to happen and you know, they're going to look to me to try to explain it. And if I can explain it to myself, I'll try to explain it to you. But sometimes I can't even explain to myself what's going on here.
Good stuff, Andy, though. Love the piece, though. That's at National Review. The Trump indictment is Bragg's version of the Stop the Steal regarding the 2016 election. That's out there today. Andy, thank you. Thanks for squeezing us in.
Thanks so much, Dom.
All right, Andy McCarthy here on Talk Radio 1210. You got, oh, Dan, I see another answer to the side question. We may have to do confrontations in the future because these are really good ones. Today is the birthday. Happy birthday to Jack Nicholson. So you know what comes to mind, A Few Good Men. But we're going to do movie quotes. We've done it a lot. Confrontations, real or fictional? Real or fictional? Hit us with an all-time in your view. You heard what he said about the first day here. I'd say the odds are, I don't know, you know, given some of the antagonism you think projected toward President Trump in New York, maybe, with some jurors, I don't know that you get an acquittal, but you might get a mistrial, hung jury, whatever you want to call it. And in this, that would be good enough. It's going to be salacious. Stormy Daniels, Cohen's testimony, McDougal. I don't think Trump in the end will testify, but we'll see. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. You get on board.
We got a commenter on youtube.com/@1210WPHG asking, did Andy McCarthy just say Pecker?
Yeah.
Yes, David Pecker is indeed
right. Yeah, we said Pecker yes. 40 times.
And
today.
Drudge Report, if you look at the headline on the top today, yeah. Dom, did you see what it says?
I didn't see
I'm
it.
Not going to reveal it on air, but if you want to see it, go see drudgereport.com.
Yeah. All right. Coming up, Robert Kraft, the owner of the Patriots. He is taking his money away from a particular college. I'll give you that story. And this is the way.
Not enough massages?
No. Not enough good quarterbacking here. Yeah. He went there. Who knew? On a full scholarship. This is the way to hurt big college. Now, it doesn't happen overnight. They are so well-heeled, it would take a lot to hurt Harvard. But they don't like it when they hear millions are being taken away because you know what happens? We saw it at Penn. Penn just knocked off Dan, this pro-Palestinian club. You can say, that's small. You know what? It's. I can't say this. The battles with these people is incrementalism. You're not going to defeat them overnight. They have a lot of money and power, like Penn. But they dropped this pro-Palestinian club. Why? Because of the nonsense that we're seeing at other places today. I'll tell you about Kraft. Take your calls. Maybe there will be some Dan time with Dom. Who knows? Dropping in after a weekend. You get in at 855-839-1210. Don't forget, Rich Cioli has President Trump today at 5 o'clock. A lot of buildup. I can see the lather. Trump will be in by 5. Short court day.
They're running a strange program, y'all.
It's Dan time.
I can handle things. I'm smart. I'm like everybody says.
With Dom.
That's right. It's that time of the afternoon. Producer Dan takes over the Dom Giordano program for some Dan time with Dom. And Dom, I got to ask, did you imbibe in any 420 festivities with Ro on Saturday?
Oh, no, but I had a nice Chianti.
Oh, did you?
Several of them, yes.
Yeah, thanks to Leslie. Yeah.
No, I tried a different brand because I couldn't get over to Jersey to get it. Wasn't quite up to Leslie's taste, but
no?
It was great.
Oh, yes. I did some research. How many dispensaries do you think there are in like the 42, 55, 73, 70 corridor here in South Jersey when you go over the bridge? What would be your guess over under?
8.86.
26 dispensaries, Dom.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Within my house, I have about, I think, 5 or 6 within a 3-mile radius. It's nuts. That I know or anything.
Tells us a lot about Jersey. It's already problematic. Now they're high most of the time.
So, Dom, I got to ask. A new show came out on Max, HBO Max, and it's Conan O'Brien. And what he does is, I know we're not huge fans of Conan, but I kind of want to steal this idea. He has a podcast out and obviously has a big fan base from that podcast. And what he did is he put out to listeners, if you have like a cool life or something, I'll come out to meet you. I just want to do what you're doing for the day, essentially. And it follows Conan O'Brien going out to his listeners' houses or their jobs and essentially doing what they do for a day. So is that something Dom Giordano would, like Earl Anticone, he's a roofer. Would you go up on a roof with Earl for a day? Could we do an episode on that?
Sure, what could possibly
happen? Hassan bin Sober, he imbibes in the 420. Is that a, you know, could you do a brownie with Hassan bin Sober?
Is this something you were going to plot with Greg Stocker? I can hear the
I love it. Whatever Bruce in Northeast does. I don't know what that guy does, but it's got to be something interesting.
Robert of Ben Salem is a DoorDash guy, yeah.
How about you know, a trip to the family room in front of the fireplace with a Sherlock pipe with Joe and Exton?
That one I definitely could do.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
So go check out, I guess, Conan O'Brien Must Go if you're into that thing. Or maybe we'll do Dom Giordano Must Go with the listeners of the Dom Giordano program. I got to get an update on the gopher, the squirrels, the squatters of the Dom Giordano.
I have that on my list here. What's happened is we got another squirrel. So it was 2 squirrels. And I went inside to get the proper hook and all that to open up the cage. Ro decides to open it up with her hand.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Lets the squirrel out. Nothing happened. But we both came upon the remedy for groundhogs, anyhow, is to take Freddy's kitty litter with some quantity in it and place it right where the hole is.
Wait, what do you mean by some quantity?
Well, you can figure that out. And apparently, groundhogs get afraid if they think a cat or dog might be nearby.
So you're almost marking the territory.
We're marking it.
That's what
we're told to do, yes.
Oh, that's a great idea. So have you considered adopting any of the squirrels? Become one of those people that walk with a squirrel on your shoulder down the street?
The squirrel was a lot worse than the groundhog.
Really?
The groundhogs, yeah, the groundhog, we're not coming at the squirrel. Oh, my God.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
And then one more final thing I want to suggest people watch. The Jinx Part 2 is now out, Dom, and that's the story of Robert Durst. And I don't know if you remember the first version of that one, Part 1, but at the end he essentially admits to some crazy stuff. So this is a follow-up on The Jinx with Robert Durst's story, now available on Max. But that's all I got for Dan Time with Dom.
All right, coming up, big 2 o'clock hour, we have Dom's Money Melody. I see some great ones here as far as a confrontation. We're going to talk with Dawn Kiefer, representative who heads the Freedom Caucus in Pennsylvania. They have a really important case trying to stop Biden from using the federal government in voting in 2024. It's called one of the more consequential cases out there. I just wanted you to see, it's not just about mail-in balloting. It is about election integrity. That means fighting on every manner, shape, or form of battlefield here with these progressives. Also, the Supreme Court hearing today, whether you have a right to be homeless and out there sleeping in parks, etc. And Robert Kraft has just announced what he's going to do, pulling his money from a university. I hope we see 100 other billionaires or millionaires at least, or, you know, 100 millionaires say, that's it. We're pulling our money. That's the only thing that seems to work with these clowns.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.